Joe Pinning, I believe. I'm trying to read the handwriting here.
Wow. Did I get that? I thought it had improved. Good morning, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, members of the Marine Resources Committee. My name is Joe Payne. I live in Westbrook. I work for Friends of Casco Bay as Casco Bay Keeper, and I'm here representing our members. I hope to share with you today some of the work that we're doing that is local in Casco Bay and shows the impacts of acidification. A few years ago, in reading the literature, particularly that produced by Professor Mark Green at St. Joseph's College in Standish, Maine, who is one of our foremost researchers on ocean acidification, he documented how changes in pH were affecting shellfish. And that made us wonder, and it was mentioned earlier that the pH in the ocean is 8.2. Inshore in the estuaries, it's a little lower. You know, it can be, there's a range, but if we just said 8, that would be a good number to work with. Mark has shown impacts to shellfish at a pH at 7.8. It doesn't sound like a big difference, but because it's a logarithmic scale, it is a big difference. And then he showed complete dissolution of clam spat when exposed to a pH of 6.8. So we wondered, what's actually going on in Casco Bay? What are the pHs in our clam flat muds? And no one had done that. So 3 years ago, we went to the towns around Casco Bay, and we asked each of them whether it was their Marine Resources Committee, their Bays Committee, their clammers, their shellfish warden, give us a list of flats in your town, flats that are productive and flats that are recently non-productive. So we put together a list. We went out that first year. We tested the pH on 15 clam flats. When we put all the data together, it was amazing, 100% correlation. The low pH flats were the non-productive flats that the towns identified. The productive flats all had the higher pHs, and there was a significant difference between the two bins, if you will, of pH. So that was a pilot study. We only did 15 flats. The next year, we did the same thing, but we did 30 more flats. The results were similar. Non-productive, low pH, productive, higher pH. Last year, we said, all right, we have now an idea of what the pH is in the mud around Casco Bay, and I will share with you that some of the productive flats had mud pH of 8, and some of the non-productive flats had a pH as low as 6.4. That's lower than the pH that Mark found where the clams, the spat, dissolve. So we said we know generally what's happening around the Casco Bay, what happens on one flat over a whole season from the high tide mark to the low tide mark. So we did that work. And within a flat, there are zones of productive and non-productive. And again, those correlate. The non-productive zones on one flat over a whole season were lower pH. The productive zones were higher pH. We also have the more than anecdotal information from the harvesters themselves that say there's more and more dead mud. There's mud they can't harvest. So we're really concerned with what's happening to clam flats in Casco Bay. We just worked in Casco Bay. I can't tell you what's happening up and down the coast, but I think a reasonable person would say Casco Bay is not unique to the coast of Maine. This must be happening other places. Other places, clammers are complaining there are more and more areas where they now can't harvest a day's pay worth of clams. So we really support forming a commission. We think that there are silos of information in Maine. There is some work happening, but it's not well publicized. I think getting this all in one place is going to help us understand the problems we're facing. And I hope you understand from what I've told you that it's here, it's now. This is not a problem for 50 years from now. The good news is there are some mitigating measures that can be taken now to, if you will, buy us time to allow harvesters to still make a day's pay. And I know you, like me, are concerned about our shellfish harvesters' livelihood, and we're also concerned about the coastal economy, which is one of the big drivers in this state. Thank you.
Other questions from the committee? Representative Kruger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for coming. I've been following you from a distance for quite a while.
I felt that presence.
I really appreciate the work you're doing in Casco Bay, and hopefully it'll be mirrored in up the coast. My question is, you suggest that you didn't have any historical data on pH levels. It must exist, am I right? So that this commission would then have the resources to go after that data and really look at some numbers going back a ways. Am I right? Or is there really no data?
I don't know. I can tell you that there is a lot of data on the pH in the water. We have 21 years worth of data in the water and the water column, and that shows the diminishment that Susie Arnold had mentioned in her testimony. But we couldn't find data on mud. As I mentioned, Mark Green has been doing it mostly until last year in lab conditions where he could manipulate the pH. We wondered what it was in nature. So it may be out there. We couldn't find it.
Other questions?
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Payne, for your testimony.